we have a big problem. And this is going to continue ongoing. This is an outrage to America. You talked about law. This is a travesty to law. There is no law because the information and money are completely controlled by a small group of people. And if you say their name, you're called an anti-Semite.
Called an anti-Semite.
Don't let your voice go.
Go,
go, go, go, go.
I just don't understand how you have a country where your politicians have more allegiance to a foreign nation than they do their own. I honestly think that we have literal treason going on right now where Israel's interests are being put before America's interests.
Is America a sovereign nation or are we being controlled by Israel?
People are always talking about they are out of control, they are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is.
The satanic Jews that control everything and mostly everybody.
What difference does it make if it's a baby or if it's an adult? It's the same thing.
There's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration.
Are you a Zionist?
Yes, yes.
You have to get rid of AIPAC. You have to get rid of, the Israeli control over our country. I mean, there's just no, because they clearly don't give a shit about it.
Are you part of the Jewish conspiracy? What exactly is the...
Maybe. I'm Jewish.
Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
You head over to StuPeters.com right now. Click on that big red subscribe button at the top. You can be the most important part of our army. Get early access to that game-changing film. Occupied, coming exclusively to the Stu Peters Network. These are the conversations that we absolutely have to have. My convictions will not allow me to not talk about these things. I have 3 kids. I'm a father. I care a great deal about the future of this country. I care a great deal about the future that we are leaving to my 3 kids, and by de facto and by extension to all of your children. I will not stop waging war against a satanic agenda that is directly targeting our children. Americans' God-given constitutional rights, especially our right to free speech, are being trampled every single day by this disgusting merger of degenerate communist filth and their third world animal buddies and their corporate banking masters in our occupied government at all levels, including law enforcement. These people have an agenda, and that agenda is to destroy the United States, to destroy Western Christian civilization, and to replace it with a degenerate, transgender, communistic, Talmudic dictatorship where we live in squalor and we eat bugs and we're raped with bioweapons on a regular basis. But of course, to get there, the opposition is going to have to be silenced. They're going to have to be taken out. Shows like this one will have to go off the air and cease to exist. That's why a few days ago, a group of degenerate little communist foot soldiers, really disgusting freaks, showed up and stood in front of my driveway with signs calling me a racist and calling for the end of my free speech. 4 little white twinks and 1 black. These people think that they can badger us out of saying whatever we want and out of standing up for what's right, standing up for our children and for the country that they're about to inherit. They're wrong, obviously, but you can rest assured if they had the means, if they had the opportunity, they would send a federal goon squad to my house and to your house and they would try to drag us out and throw us in a gulag and probably kill us. And while we're not there quite yet, far too many Americans are actually standing down. They're allowing themselves to be pushed around by these freaks and by this illegitimate regime that's running our country. Because while these little commie freak shows may not have any real power, the politicians that they're supporting do. And they're weaponizing our law enforcement agencies against the people and against our constitutional civil liberties. And this has to be stopped. This is a very dangerous situation. People say a lot about all of the things that they'll supposedly do when the government shows up to their house. To shake them down, to take them away, to deprive them of their civil liberties in all the ways that they usually do. But unfortunately, when these kinds of things actually happen, many, if not most people, have been known to fold like a cheap suit. Most people bow down to the feds or whatever jackboot law enforcement agency is sent to their house. And they try to be polite. They try to go along with whatever it is that they're told to do because they think that's the quickest and easiest way to resolve things. They think that if they act like accommodating and friendly little pussies, they won't be taken away and tossed in a gulag. And that may have once been true, but it's not anymore. When people agree to talk to agencies like the FBI, the next thing they know, they're in a federal courtroom charged with some kind of a fake crime that they never committed. Think of all of the people from January 6th who were charged after the feds just wanted to talk. You know, that's their MO. They get you to let your guard down. They manipulate you. They start violating your constitutional rights right out in the wide open. And then they make a case against you to justify their continued employment. Or if it doesn't go that far, if you allow yourself to be shaken down by these people, but they don't manage to throw you in jail, you'll just have to live with knowing that your name is on the long list of Americans who have allowed themselves to have their constitutional rights violated and taken away. It's demoralizing intentionally. But recently, we got an amazing example of exactly what you should do if the FBI does come to your house trying to push you around on behalf of the regime in D.C. Jeremy Kaufman from New Hampshire was visited at home recently by two loser FBI agents who came to his house, presumably over his political posts on social media. They wouldn't properly identify themselves. They tried to get him to stop filming, of course. They tried to push Jeremy into speaking with him, even though they admitted that he hadn't broken any laws. They showed up to his house, treating him like a criminal, even though they openly know that he's not. Because, again, that's what these people do. But Jeremy refused to go along with it. He refused to be pushed around, and he treated these FBI agents like the beta that they are. I want you to listen to this. Take a look at this footage, which has gone mega viral and has now been viewed over 35 million times on X.
Hey, how can I help you?
Hey there. Is it Jeremy?
Yeah.
How are you?
Who are you?
I'm Agent O'Donnell with the FBI.
Can you give your full name, please?
I'm Agent O'Donnell with the FBI.
Is that sufficient to identify as the only one O'Donnell affiliated with the FBI? Could you please state your full name, sir?
Could you please stop recording?
No. It's First Amendment right. Okay. What's your name, sir?
Could you stop recording, please?
Absolutely not. You can show me your name and identification, or I'm going to go back inside my house.
Okay.
I don't really want to broadcast my...
Oh, this is going out right after you guys walk away.
So that's why I'm not going
to... So you can show me your name or ID. You can walk away.
We just want to talk to you.
I'm not going to talk to people who claim to be federal agents unless they can show me identification.
You see our badges.
I need to see... Is your full name on that badge?
No.
I'd like to see something with your full name or I'm not going to talk to you.
For you not to broadcast it.
This will be going online as soon as you walk away.
Well, all I want to do is talk to you about a post that was made and if you happen to be the one that made the post.
I want to talk to you about you guys coming here. Say you make a salary of, I don't know what, low 100K? You guys making six figures? Factor in 50% expenses, overhead, maybe 100% expenses. talking about burning a couple $100 an hour just here, let alone all the time you guys are spending to investigate something that you know is not against the law, right? Like, you're familiar with... So then why would you come?
Because we wanted to make sure that there weren't any...
No, you're coming because you're part of a regime that does this kind of thing when you know laws aren't being broken. And that's an embarrassment, man. Didn't you guys read the Constitution? Do you not believe in America? Like, how do you do your jobs and go home?
We appreciate it.
You're walking away. Because nothing we did is against the law, and you guys are... heads that try to act like bullies, and I hope you go home and are embarrassed. You can't even say your name on camera because you know that what you're doing is embarrassing. You know Americans that believe in the Constitution think you're laughable, and you go home and you think about what you did today. Go home and think about it, you coward. Drive away. You're not welcome. You should be embarrassed. Embarrassing. You guys are embarrassing.
That's how you handle these people. They have absolutely no respect for your constitutional rights. They have no respect for you as a person. They have no respect for you as a property owner. They have no respect for you as an American citizen. They think that they can just come up to your door and demand answers about the way that you exercise your free speech rights while they allow our borders to be overrun by an invading army. While they perpetrate drugs and crime and invaders to run rampant on our streets, slaughtering our people. These two heads, as Jeremy Kaufman rightly called them, were part of the same group of people that got down on their knees for George Floyd and Black Lives Matter. They celebrate Pride Month. And they protect groomers and pedophiles and child molesters that are on the streets waving their genitalia in the faces of your children. And they'll throw you in jail if you try to stop it or say anything against it. And they knowingly work for an illegitimate foreign occupied regime. These guys aren't patriots. They're not serving their country. No, they're government workers who are going to work to get a fat taxpayer-funded check every month and a fat taxpayer-funded pension when they retire in exchange for shredding the United States Constitution that they supposedly swore to uphold. They're a total disgrace. So for more on this discussion, there's no better to go to right now than Jeremy Kaufman himself, the man behind the camera in the video that you just saw. He's with us, and after the break, we'll talk more with Jeremy Kaufman, who joins us here on The Stu Peters Show Live.
I hope Benjamin Netanyahu burns in hell. I hope him and his generals and the far-right government in Israel burn in hell.
Looking for babies, but there is no babies left. Maybe I killed a girl, she was 12, but they're looking for a baby.
We'll do whatever we need to do to defend ourselves.
An investigation is underway into whether Israeli forces blowing up the main drinking water reservoir in Rafah constitutes as a war crime.
You cannot tell me to ever feel comfortable with 18,000 children being ruthlessly murdered.
Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel.
The Jews are everywhere. All the assistants of Trump, Jews. All the assistants of Sleepy Joe, Jews. Obama, Jews. Everyone around there, Reform Jews, Conservative Jews, Chabadnik, this.
Today the Jews rule this world by proxy. They get others to fight and die for them.
everyone who dares uttering a word of criticism against Israel as accused of anti-Semitism.
When I was very young, I was forced to participate in that, in which I had to sacrifice an infant.
And the purpose of sacrifice is to what? Is to bring you what? What are you sacrificing for?
For power.
Uh-huh. Power.
Kamala Harris, the liberal California professional politician and liar, the farthest left candidate that we have ever seen, could become the next president of the United States of America. I mean, that should shake you to the core. Just think about it. She has supported open borders. Not only that, she's completely failed us intentionally as the current borders are. She even helped to raise money to get criminals out of jail during the Summer of Love, worked in concert with Tim Walz right here in Minneapolis to do it. I mean, this could be a disaster, not only for our safety, but for the economy at large. I mean, have you seen her new tax plan? That could be the nail in the coffin for this country. And that's why you should stop what you're doing right now and reach out to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco has over 6,000 five-star reviews. There's a good reason why. All kinds of awards, a good reason why. They have helped people just like you purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Visit StuLikesGold.com or just call them, 855-706-GOLD. Get your free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Again, go to StuLikesGold.com or call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. We were talking before the break about an incident that happened in New Hampshire where the feds showed up at Jeremy Kaufman's house. And Jeremy joins us now to discuss this personally. The video has been seen over 35 million times. Obviously, you know how to handle these people. What crime was it exactly that they were accusing you of?
Well, I think it's most notable is they weren't. They didn't state a crime. They didn't even state a specific post. So I certainly do run my mouth a little bit on the internet because there are some big important issues that we need to be talking about today. But without them stating a post, I think it's a mistake to be speculating for them. I think if a federal agent is going to show up at your house and be investigating you for speech acts, they need to be very clear about why they are there. And speculating for them would be doing what they want, creating this kind of chilling effect around speech.
Yeah, of course. And that's exactly what they want to do. These guys show up at your house is the same as showing up at the houses of people who petitioned the government to redress their grievances on January 6, 2021. You had people that were on police-guided selfie tours of the Capitol, the People's House, by the way, who were taken out of their homes at gunpoint with laser dots pointed on the heads of themselves and their children and have been, without due process, locked away in gulags. I just got a text yesterday from Jake Lang, who's been over 1,200 days incarcerated without a trial yet. That's what these people want to do. And that was a message to the rest of America. Don't screw with the federal government. Don't screw with the illegitimate pedophilic regime, or you will end up licking the boots of the Gestapo that we send to destroy and intimidate you so that you never speak up again. And that's what this is. This is intentionally demoralizing.
Well, that you're completely correct about the intent. Let's look at the result, which is more people, as you said, 35 million people have seen this video, and presumably even more because people download it, copy it, do whatever with it. You know, these views aren't getting onto the X count, which is fine. So probably 50 million, 60 million people have seen this video. And so that shows that this is something that is going to hopefully help wake people up. What I worry about, however, is that, you know, that mindset of communism, wokeism, this sort of leftism, authoritarianism, you know, it actually predated in humans. It predated communism. There's a reason communism sort of went so viral, and it's because there are a lot of people with this internal psychology. And the scariest thing to me to think about is people who have the psychology of sort of right-wing individualism, of achievement, of that sort of classic American vision. We're becoming a permanent minority in our own country. And that's really scary because I don't know where you go from there.
Who is it that you're referring to that's becoming a minority in our country?
I have this series of Twitter posts on it. There's this psychologist named Dan Kahan out of Yale who has this really fascinating found this really fascinating cluster of people. He calls them white hierarchical individualistic males. And they're about 1/6 of the American population in his analysis. And they have markedly different opinions on everything from climate change to individual gun ownership to the dangers of government regulations and overreach. It's a fascinating kind of, like, describes me completely, by the way, all of these opinions. And so, but we have different, we are different. And that's the scariest thing, right? Like, what if it's not just a psyop? What if it's not what if it's not top down? And what if it's more bottom up? Because that actually gets scarier. If it's top down, you can find the heads and chop it off, you know, not violently. I'm not, that's not a call for violence, FBI. I mean, like, you could fire them or whatever. Okay. But if it's bottom up, if it's an emergent phenomenon, that's actually scary. Because then there's, right? Because these guys can be replaced. The president of the United States can be replaced, and it doesn't matter. Right? This blue power structure, this, I call it the blue power structure, this leftist authoritarianism power structure. It doesn't have clear heads. Yes, there are people that are more important than others. I'm not trying to claim there aren't agents and actors in this power structure that are more important than others. There clearly are. But even the president of the United States isn't at the top of it. And there is no one person at the top of it, I don't think.
So you're saying that we're an occupied country, essentially.
A little bit, yeah. And of course, they're making it worse. Now, sending people in, including to my state of New Hampshire as well, they're now sending in people specifically to the places where the most, where there sort of is the most psychological resistance. And they're specifically sending migrants, refugees, resettling people to help create a permanent majority of leftist authoritarianism throughout the entire United States. And by the way, I moved to New Hampshire specifically as part of this right-wing libertarian movement called the Free State Movement to get away from this and to have a community of people an area where our values are predominant rather than minority, and now they're weaponizing immigration against it.
Were you expecting these guys? It almost seems as though you were expecting them to show up.
So I'm well trained on recording police. That's also and federal agents. That's part of our culture here. And I have friends on the block who told me that that's why I was kind of ready. But the whole interaction is here on camera. And that was, I didn't write anything I was going to say. That all came out of my mouth. And when I listen to it, I'm always like, I was kind of surprised I was able to, keep it together and did such a good job. Because honestly, even just re-listening to it, like, my palms start sweating. Like, that was not an easy interaction. It's intimidating. I'm going to be honest. It is intimidating to have these, I'd like it to not be, but it is to have these people come by your house.
So has there been any follow-up since this visit? I mean, have they contacted you by phone? Have they shown up again at your house? Obviously not. I mean, I'm sure there would be another video if they had shown up again.
Of course there would be. There has not been any follow-up. I'm friendly with some state representatives here, and they've been calling the FBI, and they're going to be writing a demand letter to the FBI to try to get them to disclose this kind of information. But they have not, the FBI has not followed up with me. And even the media isn't covering this, which again shows that this power structure goes beyond any one agency or any one organization, right? This video is getting incredible attention. It was at the top of X for, a full day, and none of the legacy media, they don't deserve the name mainstream. So whatever you want to call them, these legacy institutions, because they're killing their own credibility by being a part of this power structure, but they're not going to touch it. It won't get reported on. So unless you're on X or watching shows like yours, it's the only way you're going to see stuff like this.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that the media wouldn't be all over this abuse of power? Why wouldn't why wouldn't so-called journalists be calling the FBI or doing a Freedom of Information Act request or asking them what was their probable cause? Why would they show up to an American citizen's house armed and try to bully them around after what just appears to be exercising your First Amendment constitutional right.
Because they're a part of this. I mean, if you can go back, and I'm a big data nerd, so I'm going to keep citing data nerd facts. You can go back to, I think it's like around the 1970s, and the political persuasion of journalists was pretty mixed. There was like 40-40 with 20%, you know, purported independence. If you look at it now, it's, you know, 80-90% Democrats. And we've seen the same phenomenon, not just in the journalistic outlets. We've seen it in the colleges and the universities. We've seen it in the federal agencies themselves. And now you have this reinforcing power structure that reinforces itself, right? This is how journalists, I mean, maybe I was, blue-pilled in my youth, and maybe I got it wrong, but I'm pretty sure 20 years ago or 30 years ago, you know, journalists did support free speech. And now they're not, right? Now, isn't this one of the weirdest things to have happened in your lifetime, that journalists are against free speech? Like, journalists are like, we can't allow people to talk to each other on the internet. And by the way, another phrase for free speech, they're against free listening, right? The right to speech is equivalent to the right to listen. So the journalists are saying that other people should not have the right to listen to other people. Journalists. Like, what? This is not the America. Either I was taught a lot of lies about America, or America has changed. But it's one of those two things.
I'm not allowed on Facebook. I'm kicked off of Facebook because I'm a virulent anti-Semite, according to the New York Times.
Well, so am I, and I have a Jewish last name. So evidently I'm an anti-Semite as well. So these are just, and I'm a racist. And these are what they attack you with if you say things that people believed as recently as, you know, 30 years ago.
A friend of mine this morning sent me a screenshot of some talk on Facebook among these five little protesters that were standing outside of my house just the other day because I'm a racist, apparently. And one of the comments on there was from a convicted pedophile who said, I can't believe the city would allow Stu Peters to have a studio anywhere other than in his basement. So now it's the city's job to regulate where I have a studio facility, and the cities are getting involved now, or I guess supposed to. These people are cheering on the government getting involved with stifling a broadcast and getting involved with private enterprise and capitalism and the ability to broadcast to millions of people. So apparently the city is supposed to stop me from doing that because allegedly I'm a racist. I mean, this is the problem of the American people, because they have allowed this and they have actually ushered it in. And I think that's what your point is that the Americans are cheering this on. They're not only just allowing it, they're ushering it in themselves, and they know not what they do.
That's the last part where I'm hopeful that last part is true, right? That there are enough people who can become aware of what's going on, and that it all can still change. But yeah, the most concerning thing would be that's not actually possible. And you know, everything you're describing with what's happening to you there, it's all related to this same idea of this power structure slowly creeping into everything. And the scariest thing about it also is that, you know, it's effectively you could think of it as a religion, right? I don't mean to be sacrilegious, but I call it that. It's this set of memes. It's a set of ideas that's self-reinforcing with itself, that also keeps out, right? They maintain this sort of epistemic closure. Other ideas can't be considered. And by the way, I think this is a positive aspect of religion. This is not intended negative at all, but part of what they do is they keep out a competing set of ideas. Christianity, in my view, frequently keeps out keeps out things you want kept out, right? You don't want to be entertaining these bad ideas. This religion keeps out the truth about a number of important issues. It's not subject to the separation of church and state, which is why you can fly this religion's flag on U.S. embassies and in schools, right? And this religion's flags are the flags of Black Lives Matter and the gay pride flag, you know, and these are the symbols. And the words that are offensive to this religion have now become the most blasphemous words that you can say, right? We can swear. We're swearing on this show. I swore in this.
Yeah, we need to apologize to our DirecTV and Dish Network viewing audience.
My mom did ask me why I had to swear at the video. So she still remembers the old ways. But, you know, in the new ways, the words that you can't say, and I'm not going to say them right now, but we don't need to create more trouble, but the words that you can't say aren't the swear words anymore, right?
No, yeah, you're right.
The blasphemous word that you can say. And it doesn't matter in what context that you say it, you've committed blasphemy, and you need to be punished by the religion. You know, and so I think this is This is kind of the way that I've come to looking at this stuff.
It has become sort of a religious sacrament to act as the foot soldiers for an illegitimate regime. And right. It has become sort of a religious sacrament to adopt certain ideologies, because not even necessarily do the people, I think, originally enjoy the idea, whether it be gay or whatever else, but they get inside of these social groups and they become programmed into believing that they're doing something, you know, to fight back or be a dissident to, you know, some sort of a control structure, when in fact they are participating in allowing that control structure to be successful.
Yes, that's the scariest part. They are the control structure and they think they're outside of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is also why, you know, right, none of these people are Christians, right? If they are Christians, what they're actually doing is taking this new religion and bringing it into the Christian church that they're a part of.
Yeah, that's right. I got to go. I got to get to break, but you did a fantastic job here, Jeremy Kaufman. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. So there it is, Jeremy Kaufman showing us exactly what it is that so many Americans claim that they will do, right? When the feds show up, I'm not going. I'm not talking to these people. But then when they show up, and he said, watching the video, his hands are clamming up. It was not an easy confrontation. It was not an easy conversation. It was not an easy interaction, and it never will be. It's very uncomfortable. So you have to decide at some point if you are going to stand on the ground of your constitutional, God-given rights. Your rights are not given to you by our government. They don't loan them to you. Or if you're going to fold. Stu Peters Show continues next. You know, lately we've all been reminded how important it is to stay sharp, no matter how old we are. We can't just let the years slow down our mental game. Whether you're 35 or 85, now you can choose to be at your best. And if you've noticed that your brain feels a bit foggy as you age, it's time to clear those mental cobwebs. And I can't think of a better or more delicious way to do that than by having my daily dose of Mushroom Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. Mushroom Breakthrough packs a powerful punch. It has 4 cognitive boosting mushrooms: lion's mane, chiaga, cordyceps, and reishi, plus collagen for extra brain support. Lion's mane in particular can increase the levels of BDNF, a protein that helps brain cells to grow, and that's crucial for learning and memory, which typically decline as we age. It's like fertilizer for your brain cells. On top of these incredible benefits, it also tastes delicious. All 3 flavors are absolutely amazing. So give Mushroom Breakthrough a try and feel the difference. Head over to bioptimizers.com/StuPeters and then use the promo code StuPeters to get your Mushroom Breakthrough with 10% off. Your future self will thank you. Go to bioptimizers.com/StuPeters and use the promo code StuPeters at checkout.